Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, the show that offers you the answers you need to triumph and to transform your life. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara. Tonight, I want to help you overcome a major life challenge, betrayal. Now, Arthur Miller said that betrayal is the only truth that sticks. So I'm sure you agree with that, but neither you nor I are strangers to betrayal. Chances are you've experienced your fair share of betrayal, whether from a partner, a friend, a family member, or a coworker. Now, betrayal causes deep suffering and real pain. So how can you recover from the traumatic effect of betrayal? How can you rebuild trust to nurture healthy relationship once again? Now, there are real ways to heal and recover faith, and we'll talk together how to discover them, and we'll discover them together in just a moment. But I want to tell you, I genuinely sympathize with every one of you who's been betrayed, because when I was young, I've been betrayed myself, and I had the misfortune of being betrayed by friends, and years ago, I've been betrayed by family members, exactly when I needed that person the most. But throughout it all, I never lost my foundation of faith. But when I say faith, I don't mean religion. I refer to a different kind of faith, the faith in others. Believe it or not, this is the most difficult kind of faith to keep, because when someone betrays us, it's impossible to believe we'll ever trust another person again. We may even lose trust in ourselves because we were naive or we were foolish. But betrayal has taught me to be more careful with whom I trust. But it hasn't taken away my conviction that people are inherently good, good at heart. So that's a great statement. But the worst sort of betrayal is actually infidelity. Infidelity from a lover, since strong emotions are involved. Now, in my career as a therapist, I've seen it all. I tell you, I've seen it all. I've seen women catching their husband cheating on them with the maid, men walking on their wives cheating with a gardener, even men cheating with men. It all boils down to the terrible feeling of being betrayed, the deeply embedded pain, and the heavy emotional scar that it leaves. Now, after a partner cheats on us, we just can't imagine our next partner not doing the same thing. So after our best friend stabs us on the back, we think all our friends will do the same thing. So there's that kind of a vicious cycle that we program our minds, and we believe that betrayal is something that becomes too common. But ultimately, it's up to us to act in ways that favor our growth or impede our evolution. Betrayal leaves us at a fork in the road. We can become stuck in the bad moment forever, or we can put it behind us forever. Now, this quote, betrayal leaves us at a fork in the road, and we can become stuck in the bad, or we can put it behind us forever. Oprah Winfrey took this quote and put it in her magazine and on her show. So I'm very grateful for that, because I've been talking about betrayal for quite a while in my career. As I said, I've seen it over and over. So I want to reveal to you the 15 steps to rebuild trust after betrayal. And we'll do it together, but I want you to understand that this is your show. This is a calling show. So if you've been betrayed, you can call 202-570-7057, and my wonderful producer, Christopher, is going to take your call and is going to connect you with me, and we can talk about what you experience, if you don't mind, if you're okay to talk on the radio. Or if you want to be more private, you can send me an email at CRMNAJRRA, Carmen Harare, well, and we can talk privately about what you've been going through. Now, I came up with the five truths about betrayal, and I even wrote an article on Huffington Post. And here are my five truths about betrayal. And if you think there's more, just let me know. If you feel you understand betrayal in a different way, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to take your take on it. But in order to conquer betrayal, you must understand how betrayal functions, how it functions on a psychological level. So that's why I want you to pay attention to this truth about betrayal and allow my words to sink in. Now, the number one aspect of betrayal is the fact that the person who hurt you is struggling with their own issues. Somebody who's betraying you has his own problems, very deep, very profound. So remember, this is a broken person who wants to break you apart too. So people who have a habit of breaking other people are usually people who are broken themselves. So they don't mean to hurt you because they have something against you, especially. We take things personally. Okay, let's say, okay, you've been married and your husband betrayed you. You tend to take it so personally because you think it's personal, without even acknowledging for a second the problem that this person has in doing to you and how many times he's been doing it. So this is the first aspect of betrayal, that that person in itself who's hurting you is a person who has been hurt, who has his own problems. And that's something that we need to be aware of it. The second aspect of betrayal, the second truth about betrayal, is that the person who hurts you was somehow meant to come into your life. The aspect of meant to be, to me, is very relevant in everything that's happening to us. Like we used to say, everything is for a reason, and nothing is an accident. So maybe you don't want to hear this, but it's actually true. The person who's hurting you indirectly is teaching you something. Now, make sure you understand that there is always a bigger lesson, the bigger lesson to learn, so that you don't have to repeat this chapter in your life. And through that pain that you go when you feel betrayed, you know, you actually create an extraordinary miracle in your life if you look it from this perspective. If not, you can be broken for a very long time and you can go into a very severe form of depression. In a clinical depression, you may end up depending on medication, which you don't want to do. The number three, so the third element of a third truth of betrayal is that you need to heal from betrayal, because if you don't, the problem becomes severe. You create that cycle, what we call the karmic cycle, when things keep on repeating. So in the physical world, let's make a I'm making an analogy. So in the physical world, an open wound attracts bacteria that creeps in and creates an infection. Now in the metaphysical world, which is the world beyond the physics, an open emotional wound that is in the field of energy attracts the same kind of situation that creeps in over and over again. So if there is a wound at the emotional level, it doesn't simply go away so easily. And the way we are created, as creatures of habits, you know, we keep on repeating something that has been already implemented at the level of the cells, at the level of the thinking, at the level of the mind, keeps on repeating. The Hindu people call this the number one law of the metaphysical world, which is the law of karma, which is the law of memory, which is the law of repetition, is not only the law of the cause and effect, is the law of repeating over and over. That's the explanation why you brought into your life somebody who's cheating on you. And chances are that the next person, if the wound is not healed and if you don't break the pattern of repetition, the next person is going to do the same thing to you. And the third person is going to do the same thing to you. Now, again, this is a calling show. If you want to share with me your experience, you need to dial 202-570-7057. And my producer is going to take your call and we're going to talk about you and we're going to talk about your own experience. If you don't mind, share it with me. I would love to hear the way you handle it. If you still feel pain, if you're still in the same situation, or if you feel you are able to overcome. Let's go to the fourth truth about betrayal. Now, betrayal gives you one of the greatest opportunities for personal growth and for self-improvement. Why? Because pain is the most profound emotion we can experience. And it triggers one of the first coping mechanisms we develop as human beings, which is ingenuity. What pain pushes us to become, believe it or not, creative, pushes us to become resilient. And pain is forcing us to evolve. Because we here in a constant transformation and evolution. And another law of this universe that we are living in is the law of transformation and evolution. Now, the trick is to tap into the power beneath your pain. So the pain is like on the surface and is very intense. But underneath the pain, you know, there is your power. So we always talk about unleashing your power. How to get your power back, how to make yourself powerful. And sometimes, as I said, out of this difficulties of life, you create that miracle because you're able to unleash that power that I'm talking about. So even if you've been betrayed and feel at your worst right now, rest assured that a better time is coming. There are ways of affirming faith in your life. Martin Luther King said that faith is taking the first step, even though you don't see the whole staircase. In this way, faith lets you take the first step forward with the reassurance that you'll be guided through the entire journey. And that is so powerful. This is such an extraordinary statement that he made. And in order to kind of empower the statement, I'm going to speak to you the 10 unique affirmations to solidify your faith in yourself and others. And if you're listening to my show, I invite you to feel free to repeat each of the sentences 2 times because the words have power. What you say, you become. What you think, you become. But it's interesting that at the beginning, if you open the Bible, it said that the beginning was the Word. So these words resonate and they manifest somewhere in the physical world. The words, thoughts, are belonging to the invisible world. By the moment you use them to empower yourself, they start to manifest at the physical level. So that's why we say we say something that translates in your thoughts and you said translate into your physical reality. Now, the first sentence that I'm going to use is, and that is my first affirmation, that is an affirmation to regain trust, that is an affirmation to overcome the pain of betrayal and regain the faith will be, and I want you to repeat that, I am trustworthy and the people in my life trust me wholeheartedly. So let's repeat that. I am trustworthy and the people in my life trust me wholeheartedly. It's important to say that to you all the time, because it's important to believe that people in your life will trust you and that you are trustworthy. So you empower yourself to regain your trust and become a person that is to be trusted. The second affirmation is, I have faith that my loved ones act with respect and good intention towards me. We have to have faith, the faith in others. I have faith that my loved ones act with respect and good intention towards me. I'm using this affirmation because many times in life, our loved ones are the ones who are betraying us. The third one, my future holds unlimited potential, and I trust that the people in my life will help me achieve this potential. My future holds unlimited potential, and I trust that the people in my life will help me achieve this potential. So let's go to the fourth. I work well with others to set goals and reach accomplishments together. You need to empower yourself in terms of the way you work with other people. Many times we are betrayed when we work with other people. Betrayal at work is very common. So by saying I work with you others, you empower yourself, attracting people in your life who will be resonating with your intentions so that the goals will be achieved and accomplishments together will flourish. And the fifth one will be, the past is finally behind me. I walk forth into a brighter future. When you felt like you've been hurt, you've been betrayed at work or at home or in your family, you have to put it behind you. You have to see beyond the moment in time. The sixth one is, I am free from the wrongdoing of others. I am unaffected by their behavior. So I want you not to be affected by other people, and I want you to say clearly that you are free. I'm going to take a break and we'll be back in a moment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm Carmen Jara. I'm back, and we are talking about betrayal. But I want you to know that whatever questions you might have for the show today, you can feel free to ask, no matter the nature of your questions. I'm here to answer everything you need to know, everything you have a desire to talk about. So it doesn't have to be only about this topic. So feel free to call in 202-570-7057. We're going to continue to go on to the to these beautiful affirmations that empower you in terms of your trust, in terms of your desire to heal yourself. Because a way of healing sometimes is through your own words, through your own, the power is within you. As I said, you have to unleash that power. I'm going to go to the seven affirmation, which is, I attract only good people in my life. You have to repeat this every single day, because what's within you, you actually attract. If there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of pain in you, you won't be able to attract the best of situations. But if you in balance, then you will bring in your life the best of the best. Now, number eight is, betrayal has no place in my life. I never allow myself to be betrayed again. I want you to repeat that all the time, that betrayal has no place in your life and you will never allow yourself to be betrayed again. Number nine, I trust in the goodwill of others and I know that compassion prevails. So we have to trust people. Even if they betrayed us, we have to give them a chance. And number 10, I have faith in humanity and in the human race. Again, if you want to talk to me tonight, my producer is waiting for your call. So unless something is happening with the phone, I really don't understand why I'm not talking to anybody right now. So I'm kind of waiting for you to reach out to me. The 15 steps to rebuild betrayal, to rebuild trust after betrayal, is one of the things that I've been also working intensively in my articles for Huffington Post. Because I understand clearly that if you've been betrayed, it is very important for you to regain trust. And it's very important for you to heal from the betrayal. Now, in order to do that, the number one thing is to acknowledge former betrayal. So in order to overcome betrayal, you have to first acknowledge that you've been betrayed. And you have to understand who betrayed you, understand how each experience has affected your evolution. So make sure you make a list of the times you feel you've been betrayed and be honest. So I want you to write down all these events that have influenced your life up to the date. It's very important. It's very therapeutical. So take like a notebook and write a journey of your own evolution. Write down your feelings. Write down your emotions. Write down your emotions when you wake up. Write down your emotions during the day. Write down your emotions at night. And after 1 week, go back to your notebook and you will be amazed to see that you have a dominant emotion, that you have either anger, either love, either jealousy or something, you know, within you dominates your state of emotional self. So it's very important that you can figure it out, your dominant emotion, because some of them, especially the negative emotion, do come from negative experiences. And when we're talking about betrayal, you have to acknowledge when it happened, how it happened, who did it, how you responded. And it's almost like you write your own experience. You write a chapter in the book of your life, but it's a very important one. And writing it down, you release it. You know, therapy is all about, and you know, cognitive therapy is all about you expressing yourself, expressing your emotion, expressing the way you feel. Why? Because when you express yourself, you acknowledge, you listen to your own words, you understand what you've been going through, and you have this ability to heal the moment in which you express. And most likely when you have a good therapist, you have somebody you talk to. And if you don't have, that's also understandable. But you can really help yourself, as I said, by writing down what you've been going through. Write down every single emotion and in which way, and every single experience that created that emotion and in which way it had affected your evolution. And make a list of every single time you felt betrayed, every single time you felt overwhelmed with your feelings, and be very honest. Write down all those events and all those situations that influence your life up to this day. That's the first step out of 15 steps that I have to give to you that will help you heal. The second step is to erase the imprint of betrayal, which is very hard because betrayal can often be so in your subconscious brain that it is difficult to pinpoint and is very difficult to extract. It's so deep inside your neurons, deep inside your cells, that it's almost that's why a lot of people, reality is a lot of people don't actually acknowledge their feelings, their emotion, don't actually acknowledge what's happening to them. And they just live with those frequencies, those energies, those emotions within their self without processing. I always said that one of the best things to heal is to embrace. You embrace your pain, you embrace your fear, you embrace your anger, you embrace your betrayal. And this is the way, by embracing it, you acknowledge it, and it's like you delete a file in the computer. This is the way it can be done. So, but you have to do a lot of work. Sometimes it's very recommended to do meditation, in which you can do your own, you can meditate on your own. You know, you don't necessarily have to go and join groups that do meditation. You can do it alone. You probably don't have time. But this will allow you to go to the root of the betrayal. It will allow you to go to that moment, like a meditation, what will do, will make you go back to that moment in time and will allow you to revisit the pain and will allow you to feel again what you've been feeling like 2 years ago, even 10 years ago. Sometimes the pain stays there for many years, and if it's not processed, it grows. You know, that pain stays there and it tends to come back, tends to hurt you again. So that's why I recommend this session that you can do on your own to get to the root of the betrayal or all the negative emotion that you suffer throughout life and finally start that healing. What is the healing? Is trying to delete those emotions and those feelings. You get them out of you. You get them out of your chest. And when you delete them, they're not there anymore. Many times I recommend hypnotherapy. Actually, love even practicing hypnosis myself, because the word hypnosis comes from the Greek word that means to go to sleep. So when you go to sleep, you go in a higher dimension of the subconscious mind, where all the problems exist, where everything you've ever experienced is stored. Like you go through a bad experience of being betrayed, you take that experience and you put it in your subconscious mind and you leave it there and it stays there. But that's not good because it can kick back anytime, even when you don't want, even when you feel you're safe, even when you feel that your life is perfect, it just comes back. But hypnosis also helps you heal all kinds of phobias, bad memories, experiences that you cannot actually explain. And betrayal is one of them. So other than meditating, hypnotherapy can help you go to the root of the pain. Now, it's interesting that we sometimes block the suffering because we can remember. So instead of remembering, we try to block the memory. But that's not a good thing because, again, the negative vibration energy stays there. We want to remember. We want to bring it to the surface because this is the way we eliminate. This is the way you want to delete a file in the most powerful computer, which is your brain. So I want you to think that way. And then forgive those who betray you. It's very important. I always encourage forgiveness. Now, teachers of the world, they all talk about forgiveness. But the word forgive comes from the word to detach. The root of the word forgive. Now, if you think of Jesus, Buddha, teachers of the world, they preach forgiveness. When Jesus says forgive them because they don't know what they're doing, he wanted to detach himself from the pain, from the suffering, and go into the next dimension. And he couldn't other than by forgiving. So forgive is you help yourself, you detach yourself. You're not attached to the pain. Because as long as you harbor hatred or anger, you can't make personal progress. So you have to strive to forgive the person who hurt you, especially in regards to the people who betrayed you. I think I have Claudia. I think it's somebody calling me from, or I have Dan from Chicago. Oh, hi, Cornelia. Hi, my dear.
Hello, Carmen. Hello.
I can
hear
you.
I called you back because last week, you were telling me about the S and I, and I find both of them. Who you were talking about the watching about me.
Okay.
But the real reason why I called is about the affirmation.
Okay.
You know, you were talking about the affirmation, how you create
yes.
and with the law of attraction, how you attract and whatever you say, it
mm-hmm.
it gives you like it can transform your life. And that's so true because I was listening the same thing from you years ago. And if you remember last week, I was telling you that I had a panic attack. And I was
right.
making those attacks every second day. And at the first time when I listened what you were telling about those affirmations, I started to use in my life. And that's how I healed my life. Not with pills, not with... Just sample with the affirmations.
Well, pills are chemicals, you know what I mean? And pills operate, like I always explain, in the chemistry of the brain, balancing. But they don't operate... to the deep root of the problem, because you all these imbalances, they come from a big emotional experience. Let's say you go through something terribly wrong that happens to you. So if that
I didn't really have nothing so terrible. I just made
no,
probably it
no,
was
you,
the
you
moving from Romania
remember.
To Canada.
You know,
the depression, leaving my mom and.
Well, that's good. Painful enough. That is a
it is.
A
in
shock.
A way, it is. In a way, it
it's
is. And I had almost every second day those panic attacks. And I started
yeah.
to work on myself.
So panic
and
attacks
I feel I'm better than ever, like psychically.
You change the environment. You leave. You've left your family behind. You have to go
yes.
to a new big beginning, which is not easy to start a new life from the scratch.
Yes.
So, of course, consequently, you're not safe. You're out of the comfort zone. When you're out of the comfort
yes.
zone, you feel insecure. And so the panic attacks are a response of the fight and flight mechanism, you know. So you actually
yes.
start to fight something, you know,
hoping yes.
that you can survive. It's the need to survive in a new circumstance and in a new situation. That can be easily explained in your case. Now, but how are we doing with those panic attacks? No,
I started to work, first time when I heard you talking about those things, I started to practice it. That was 5-6 years ago, because I made a panic attack 9 or 10 years ago. And
okay.
I was living just with that, like that, anyway. And
okay.
I started to do the affirmation and think positive, and I discovered Wayne Dyer, and I discovered
Absolutely.
So many other from
teachers, yes.
Yes, all spiritual teachers. And I'm so thankful for that. And even
yes.
till today, I'm practicing the affirmations. And I'm there that I'm in the morning before I open my eyes, I'm exactly creating my life. I'm just telling loud out, try to feel that whatever I'm telling, that's how my day is going to be.
Right. So you always have to start your day by a very powerful affirmation that I'm going to give it to you right now on the radio, which is,
yes,
I am the architect of my life. I am the architect. So I am in charge of my life. And
yes.
I make my life the way I want. So I'm responsible, you know. My life is in my hands. I build it because I'm the architect, exactly like I build a home the way I want it, from the scratch. And I
want to buy all your books too. I'm having right now. I'm reading a book from Louise Hay, The Power Is Within You, and I'm just loving those stuff.
Louise Hay was, God bless a beautiful soul, was an amazing woman who lived 90-something year old, who was a proven at 90. She was touring because she believed she can heal, because we can heal. Get the word.
Yes.
She was the mother of affirmation. She implemented this in the human core for people to become aware that, you know, if you, whatever you say, you become. Actually, this entire statement goes back to 300 years ago to the French philosopher Descartes, who said, what you talk, you become. What you think, you become.
Yes.
And what you speak, you become. So if your words coming out of your mouth are going to say, I'm in charge, I'm in control, I'm healthy, I'm okay, then you will be. If you
wake up
in the morning by saying, I am not okay, my life is a mess, then don't expect anything else other than problems during the day. And so I'm trying to make my point so that everybody listening understands how significant affirmations are. So I'm going to take a break. Don't go anywhere, my love. We'll be back in a moment.
Yes, okay.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah, I'm Carmen Jara, coming back and talking about betrayal today. And I have an exercise that I want you, Cornelia, to do, and I want everybody listening to do it. It's called Throw Your Feelings Away. I mean, I literally throw your feelings away, feelings of anxiety, feelings of insatisfaction, feelings of jealousy, feelings of anger, feelings of hatred, whatever bad feelings you have in you, how can you throw them away? You take a piece of paper and you write the worst of what you feel. You write them everything that you capture them. You know, emotions need to be felt. They need to be described. They need to be highlighted. So no matter when this happened to you, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, go into your own system and take them out, you know, and write them, express them, and with the highest magnitude, you know, express them in writing on that piece of paper. And it's okay to even scream them, but write them on the paper, because what's on paper stays, you know. So when you finish writing, write an entire article to your own self, you know, in which you say, this is what I've been through. This is how terrible it was. This is how I felt. And you write it down. And then you toss that paper, you know, and then you take it and you put it in a bottle and you throw it in a water. You throw it in a dumpster. You throw it anywhere you want to throw it. You know, just because it will feel like, free, like the sense of freedom, because you get it out of you. You take it from inside, you bring it out, and you have the strength and the power to throw it away, you know? Throw it on the ground, you know, bury it on the earth, you know, freeze it in the freezer. Use the elements of the nature so you can, you know, the four elements of the nature, the earth, the water, the fire, the air. So these are the elements that exist within us. You know, we are made of earth, water, fire, air. We have fire in the heart. We have air that we breathe. We're made of earth, you know, and we're made of water. There's not 80% of us, we're made of water. So we are, you know, a representation of the elements of the nature. So we use them in order to release these emotions that, if you think a little bit of an emotion, you think of crying, you think of tears, you think of water coming out of our eyes. So if you put it all in paper and you throw it away, you eliminate. So you feel lighter. Immediately you feel better. You're a different person. So
I'm going to do that.
You capture the deepest feelings on that paper and you throw it away and you get rid of that piece of paper. And it's almost like you delete something. It's not in your consciousness anymore. It's out. It's gone. You're free. You're going to have a sense of freedom. So try it and see how you feel. So everybody listen,
that would be amazing.
Try it and laugh, and of course, and then believe in it. And then after that, you start having faith again, because in life, faith in other people is very important. Faith, to our understanding, faith is about religion. But we shouldn't think this way. We shouldn't think of faith in the human race. We're losing faith in each other. We live in a world that is so convoluted and people don't trust each other. At any level, they don't trust each other. We don't trust the government. We don't trust our coworkers. We don't trust people at home. We don't trust even our own family member. So important is to slowly regain your trust in the people that you love and they you surround yourself with. That's very, very powerful, because in this way you regain trust in your own self. You regain faith in your own self. Because if somebody keeps on hurting you and betraying you, you lose faith in you. So you don't trust you either, you know? So you want to regain trust another to regain trust in your own self. So that's why it's so important. And you know what? I always recommend to detach from people that you realize are not good for you. Unfortunately,
you cannot do all the time this thing. It would be nice. Sometimes you cannot do
that. Right. But it's ideal if you can detach from the people that are hurting you. People who have hurt you once will hurt you over and over again. And you need to break that cycle. But unfortunately, you know, some of the people like this can be part of our family or the people we share life with. It's important to put faith in the divine world, you know, and to...
It's so nice just to listen to you. You know, when I come from work and I'm tired or I'm a little bit on my own world, I just want to hear your voice and I open YouTube. I go, doesn't matter. Sometimes I don't even care what is it or how. Just I click on something and I'm listening to you and Alexandra. And it just feels so good. You have such a soft and nice, calming and comforting voice.
Oh, I love you, my wonderful friend. And Listen, I'm going to go take another call because I see that there, we have
just
another
go, Carmen. Have a beautiful eve, and I kiss you and thank you.
Okay, my Sura. I'm going to go to Dan from Chicago. Hi, my dear Dan. How are you, my dear?
Hi.
Thank you so much for being part of my
show. Hi, Carmen.
How
oh,
are
I love
you?
Your show. I love you, too. I'm good. You know, I've been on both sides of the betrayal, and, you know, it's something I felt really ashamed of, and it happened to me, too. So I spoke to you about a month ago, and, I'm working through this, you know, whole situation that I'm mm-hmm. going through right now.
But how is the situation now? How you handle your own emotion? Can you control your emotion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's never any outbursts on my part. I've been doing a lot of meditation.
Because I tell you, it's not easy
that really
to control.
Helps.
Emotion can be your worst enemies. As beautiful as emotion can be, like emotions of love and caring and empathy, but there's all those emotion that are taken to the extreme that can actually block your life, and you can be sometimes stuck in your emotions and even physically stuck, and that's where depression comes from, you know. So our daily routine can make you go to those extreme emotions. So in order to heal from betrayal, you have to keep your emotions in check. That's why I'm asking you whether you handle this well or not.
I believe I have. you know, it's been an experience, a process, and you know, I think I'm stronger because of it. I know we all go through things to learn our lessons, and you know, I definitely learned a lot from it. And you know, I don't hold any animosity. I really don't. Mm-hmm. And it's just.
Did you
it's
try
just something
to heal,
I have to work
heal?
Through. Yeah.
Did you try to heal?
Yeah.
What are you doing for your healing process?
Probably meditation. You know, it's still difficult. You know, I really don't know.
When did it happen?
About 3 years ago.
That's still new.
And, yeah. I mean,
is that person out of your life or is still in your life?
They're still in my life. But we're working on divorce, you know. So
okay.
We're going our own way. So, but even that's difficult because I still have feelings. For
yeah,
and,
feelings
you
don't
know,
go away.
Emotions.
That's what I said. Emotions don't go
right.
away. Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
The easiest way is to talk about it, you know, to express yourself, to eventually write them down, as I said. Work on meditating so you can forgive the person. And try to bring somebody else in your life, but you need to heal first. So you don't bring a similar person. You don't want the same story to be repeating again.
Correct, yes.
So
what,
you want somebody new who's not going to do the same thing to you.
Right. When do you know you're totally healed, or is it always going to be a little part?
When you look at this like an outsider, when you observe yourself and you feel no more pain, then you are completely healed.
Yeah.
If you still feel your pain is there, if you still look at that person that you're divorcing and you still feel the pain, then you're not fully healed.
Okay.
How do you feel in your
case? In my heart, I don't really have any pain. I think, you know.
If you think the pain is gone,
I
look at that person,
detach
from the pain. You look at that person with only with the positive, like with the good emotions, still loving him no matter what that person did for you, then you're okay, you know?
Yes.
If you look at that
situation
from a different angle, like an outsider, you're not a participant in the situation. You're an outsider.
Right. I forgive her. I don't have any, wish any ill will or anything like that. And
no, that you cannot wish anyhow. No, for sure. That you cannot.
Right.
Do.
No. Yeah. And I wish her the best, actually.
Yeah.
And,
but if you are removed and you feel removed and you feel you can forgive, then it means that you mm-hmm. are on the right path. I think you are on the right path.
Yeah.
I want you to see, to pay attention around you, the new person that's coming in, because there will be somebody else coming in. So
you said that.
For the new. Yeah, there's another person coming in your life.
Any other information on that? I know you told me a little bit, but...
it's somebody who is a total different personality, total different physique. It's almost like day and night. You'll be amazed how often this person is versus the one that you spend years of your life with, like your wife. This is somebody completely the other pole. In the mannerism, the way she looks, the way she acts, the way she will interact with you. But I feel like this is, in so many respects, better. It's much lighter. It's
mm-hmm.
much
yeah,
easier.
You said that.
I said that because I can't. I don't remember. I talk to people all the time, morning and night, so I can't.
Right.
But I feel what's gonna make a world of a difference is that the opposite, the two opposites, you know, and the fact that this is coming to you after major lesson. Like I always said, that through the pain you build a miracle. So I think this is gonna be like a miracle, like almost like the divine world gives you another chance. You have a big opportunity, you know.
That's
so
awesome. That gives me hope. Yeah, that's wonderful.
But I want you to act on it. So when you meditate, mm-hmm. see it in your close your eyes and see what I'm telling you. See somebody that is completely mm-hmm. the other pole from the person you're walking away from. In terms of hair, the look, the charisma, the persona, the way of talking. Let's see somebody opposite. Because you wanna attract somebody different. This is somebody that's gonna mm-hmm. finally be solid, stable, more fun, more easygoing, more excitement, more adventurous in so many ways. So you will, I promise you something on the radio, on live radio, that the day will come and you will say, thank God that woman did what she did to me, because I found this other one who's 10 times better than that one. That day will come.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
Big statement.
Yeah.
So I want you to see that way.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my greatest pleasure. But keep
that's
me posted.
Very helpful.
Invite me to your,
God
to
bless
your wedding.
You.
I love you, Ben.
Thank you. You know it. I'll definitely keep you. I'm going to keep you in the loop on it. Definitely.
I'm invited every single day to weddings, to all kinds of events that I like to project, you know, because the predictions have a psychological effect on people's minds. People start to see it, and then it happens. And when it happens, they come back and say, well, you told me that, and I'm so excited. So I want to be part of that. I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate your joy. I want to celebrate your new life. I want to celebrate seeing you happier than before. And I know that's the way it's going to be.
So you see me getting married again?
Yes.
Oh wow!
Laura, at this point, at this moment, you cannot even think clearly.
I can't think straight, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's the beauty of taking you from the moment in time in which you're overwhelmed by a difficult situation and projecting you out of this moment in time, out of this space, into the next moment in your life, when you will be a completely different mm-hmm. person, because you're going to deal with a total different situation.
Right.
So that's what I like that the next moment ahead of you, you need to see. Don't see this moment anymore. Live with a part of your brain in the next moment, in the future. See your future.
Okay.
You know? Like we used to say, today is yesterday, definitely. Tomorrow, you know? So tomorrow already. So in order to get rid of the pain, project tomorrow. So what are we doing right now? It's very therapeutical also, because we're projecting what's going to happen. How is this going to be, you know?
Right.
So it's important that you project the situation ahead of you. And this is going to make you feel better, make you heal faster, and be able to create this new reality in a much easier way. Thank you so much, Dan, for...
Excellent.
For
thank you so much. God bless. Have a great night.
You too. You too.
Love you.
Thank you, everybody. I'm Carmen Mara. I'll be back with you next week. Same time, same place. Home Time Radio. God bless you. Thank you for listening.